Machine set to rule the world. Well, according to our last two guests, the apps will make a big difference in the way we do everything in the future, according to Lily Chang and Professor Campbell Middleton. But it's not surprising that they're set to rule. We saw the probe land on the comet today, on a day where there is just a wall between me and those other bright minds in the world here at City Hall. Hard to believe the machines will rule the world with these brains around, but we do have our own very personal afternoon brain and futurist, Morris Maslevsky. Tell me it isn't so, Morris.
Oh, it isn't so, Claire. Of course not. I mean, they're going to be important in our lives, but you and I have to live in a world where people rule, where people decide what's important. But they're certainly going to play a significant part.
Well, just how significant, Morris? I'm trying to get away from technology, not embrace it, but maybe that's my problem.
No, it's your right to do that, absolutely. But what we're going to have is where we want technology in our lives, it's going to be there. And increasingly, we can't get away from it in the extent that it does underpin much of what we do and who we are. But that doesn't mean you and I can't turn off our mobile devices. It doesn't mean we can't get away from it. We've spoken before about this digital Sabbath idea that's gaining momentum around the world, where people are actively saying, I don't want to use it for a day or 2 days, and turning it off, taking more responsibility for their lives. So we're human beings. We have digits, and those digits, those fingers, can reach the off button, hopefully. But having said all of that, this stuff really will change the way that you and I live.
Well, they're talking about 3.5 billion connected vehicles by the end of the decade, and this is not people being connected to computers, it's other computers being connected to other computers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the figures being thrown around, whether it's right or wrong, doesn't really matter, but the reality is that we are already connected in many, many ways. Most of us have a car that brings in the outside world, even if it's only through our Bluetooth. We can listen to you, for instance, on digital radio, or we might be able to, of course, not while we're driving. We'll use some apps or do some other things in it as well. We're bringing in information into our cars, even if we don't know it, in the way of traffic control. Many of us are using maps, and we're using information from those maps to be able to find directions to get somewhere. That's a connected car. And what we're seeing is that as more and more things in our car require outside knowledge, they're pushing to some kind of device and getting that centralized information from many of us and then sharing it back to us in our car.
So a lot of these things, they're connected, and it doesn't really impact. We don't really even know it's there. In terms of our car, all that information that's being fed back to the computer, that doesn't bother us. What about the bathroom scales and cooking pots and the future of things that will be connected to the internet?
Now, all of these things, the way that I see it and most of my geeks and nerds see it, is only with your permission. So if you choose to, you will be able to have your bathroom scales connected up to your digital device. It might be a mobile or some kind of other wearable device. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to store information on it, so it'll be your weight fluctuation. Of course, it never does. It's always perfect, I've seen. But your weight as it goes through the days and the months and the years, it might be information about your general body, your general health. It might have information about you've been out in the street or you've been to gym, so it'll help you to understand where that's had an influence on the scale. We're going to see that our connected devices will be able to orchestrate, bring different pieces of information together and make them useful for you, if you want them to be useful for you.
Well, yeah, I can't see any women wanting that information stored on your bathroom scales at any point in any time in the future. Morris, what about you?
Look, I'm trying to forget where my bathroom scales are. The last thing I want to do is chase it around in my pocket. So no, I'm not the best example of that. But you're right, but many other things make sense. For instance, our medications and our general health and well-being, it's good to have a daily scorecard, a real-time scorecard of how we are and what's going on, especially if we are infirmed or sick or ill. So those kinds of connected devices really move from one thing to another. So we might take our diabetes test on one piece of machinery, and we might be walking around and that's collecting how far we've walked, and it's collecting our blood pressure and all kinds of things. It's kind of meaningful for those devices to talk to each other and to tell us whether we're okay or not.
I can see that making a real change in terms of when you visit your health professional, that you'll have all that information that you'll be able to give him or her at the time. Is that where it will go?
It's absolutely where it's headed now, and it's for the first time ever we've had real-time information about our health and well-being. up until now, and doctors are wonderful, physicians are terrific, all the people in that space are really top-notch at what they do, but what they've done with the best of intention is to give us historical data. This is what the test said at that particular time, this is how you felt yesterday, this is what we think is happening. With the devices that we're going to carry on us, and they're as simple as buying a bracelet, and many of us are going to use them for stocking fillers this year for Christmas, they're around the $100 mark or more. With that, your physician can really see right now what your body's doing and what's happening inside of it, and also get that nice long history over the past period of you wearing it and what's going on.
I worry about the options for misuse on that in terms of insurance companies and, health insurance.
Yes, strangely enough, I had that very discussion this morning with a health insurer who was debating the other side of it and trying to make us believe how helpful these things will be. But I'm kind of on the fence about it. As long as we are giving permission for this to be used, then it's okay. If we're not giving a permission, then it should never get into the hands of anyone else. It kind of makes sense if we're trying to prove something to a health insurer about our health and well-being, but we could give them empirical evidence through these things, but we've chosen to share that with them, and that's okay. But I don't think I want to live in a society where they can just reach their hand over the fence and pull it through.
Yeah, like you say, it's got to be about what you choose. Hey, Morris, I thought of you this morning when I saw the probe land on the comet, and I thought, yeah, that'd be something to make you pretty happy.
Yeah, it did.
Wasn't it amazing?
It is, it absolutely is. I mean, the world as we've said, it's just an incredible place. It's changing, it is causing angst. There's lots of things out there that we've never seen before that we really need to get our heads around. But overall, I think it's a pretty good time to be alive.
And we're missing you, absent, obviously absent here at the Global Cafe with all the brightest minds throughout the world, Morris Mislevsky, our futurist. Thanks for joining us, and I hope to talk to you very soon.
As do I. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Morris Mislevsky, our futurist here on 4BC. Now, Johanna Maria, 4BC reporter.